And it's official. There's going to be a face-to-face meeting between President Biden and Russia's President Putin next month in Geneva on June 16th. Oh, to be a fly on that wall. So many tensions between the two over election interference and cyber attacks, among other things. NPR White House correspondent Scott Detrow is here with more on today's announcement. Hi, Scott.
Hey, good afternoon.
Same to you. And lots of tension. So what's likely to be on the table June 16th?
Seems like a lot of things are on the table, according to people who have been in these conversations, everything from nuclear arms control to Iran and North Korea to Syria to climate change. Biden has made it clear that he is going to continue confronting, raising concerns with Putin over the way that Russia has been pressuring Ukraine, what's been going on this week with Belarus, you know, forcing planes out of the sky to arrest dissidents, you know, with conversations about whether Russia was aware of that or supported that effort. A lot of things talking about, but the Biden White House has kind of also indicated that we should not expect any sort of grand agreement or announcement to come out of this. This is more about establishing a one-on-one relationship and having conversations going to try and resolve some of these areas where there are resolution points.
Such a long list. And this meeting will come after Biden meets with G7 leaders and later NATO allies in Europe. What do you make of that timing coming at the end of Biden's first overseas trip as president?
Yeah, I think there is some clear thinking here that Biden wants to be able to consult with allies, especially NATO allies, before he sits down with Putin. Biden, for so long, you know, throughout his entire career as a senator, as a vice president, has really dwelled and focused on one-on-one relationships with world leaders, feeling like if he can get to know somebody, they can solve a lot of problems. And he, of course, has not been able to do that so far in his presidency, with just a couple of exceptions of meetings at the White House with the leaders of Japan and South Korea. So I think Biden is clearly very excited to be able to go and meet his counterparts face to face in Europe. And, you know, there are a lot of different things to deal with on this trip, with the G7, which, of course, used to be the G8 before Russia was booted out of it, and NATO leading into this one-on-one with Putin in Geneva, which is also clearly a very symbolic meeting point for a summit.
Yeah. And the last standalone U.S.-Russia summit was in Helsinki, 2018. Then President Trump drew a lot of criticism for publicly siding with Putin over Trump's own intelligence agencies when Putin denied meddling in the 2016 election. And former President Trump also met Putin on the sidelines of the G20 in Japan, 2019, and appeared to make light of Russian election interference. What's your sense of President Biden and how he'll approach Putin?
So there's two phrases that you keep hearing from the Biden White House when they talk about how they view Russia. The first is clear-eyed. Obviously, President Biden has been more skeptical and more confrontational with Russia, you know, not disputing that Russia interfered in U.S. elections, not questioning whether Russia was behind that massive solar winds hack. Those are two things that led to increased sanctions that Biden announced about a month or so ago. The other thing that the White House keeps saying is they want stability and predictability. I thought it was notable that Biden called Putin ahead of time and said, look, these sanctions are coming. And that's when he said, I would also like to meet with you one on one. They're trying to not pretend that they're going to be friends, but want to be able to have a dialogue going and channels going, which has just really broken down over the past few years between the U.S. and Russia.
It's NPR White House correspondent Scott Detrow on today's announcement that President Biden will meet with Russian President Putin next month in Geneva, June 16th. Mark your calendar. Scott, thank you so much.
Thank you.